This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tea Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tea Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tea Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard. Our coverage brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. We're in the midst of breaking news as Micah Parsons has officially requested a trade, says he doesn't want to be a Cowboy anymore. He's sick of Jerry stringing this thing out, giving him confusing communication and the occasional disrespect. Micah's had enough, or is this just negotiation? It's the discussion we'll be having here off and on with you over the next 4.5 hours. G-Bag Nation live in Oxnard. Okay, segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
He don't want to be a cowboy, baby. Hey, bro, as soon as the news broke, I thought about you, Dawson.
Oh, yeah?
I thought about you.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. Nice to be thought of.
When you pulled Steven's ego a little bit,
yeah,
you pulled it. You pulled it just a little bit, and it sat with him, and he thought about it, and hats off to you at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know, when somebody gets you a little bit, you're like, I'm not going to let anybody else get me like that for a while. You know, you're looking out for it. Now, you know, and I feel like maybe I had to have a comeback after the Telez interview. Maybe Steve feels like he's got to have a comeback after that interview. I think that's a good point, Lucius.
Nah, I think it's a good point. Hysterical.
Hit the nail on the head.
You're welcome.
You're Cowboys killing it,
fans,
Lucius.
What a blowing up camp.
What a fantastic observation there, Lucius.
Yeah. Appreciate you recognizing the unlimited power that I have.
It was the poker analogy.
Hold on,
Bronson.
You know, from poker, you know, and I'm a poker player. If the table knows your pattern, it's time to change the pattern.
Yeah, I'll just have to agree to disagree. I don't think there's a pattern here. How many ways do you want me to say it?
Well, I guess three is good enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, babe, I said no. I don't know that girl. How many times you want me to say no? You just want me to unfollow her? I'll unfollow her, babe. I promise. All right, here's our champion right here. Day three for this champion audio. Steven Jones combo pack. Dawson press Mr. Jones.
Right, and I'm like, well, why would they not just get this thing done if Micah really wants to be here? And I guess one is that he would have to take significantly less than market value for you guys to want to do that contract with him now. And the other would be, I mean, it is probably tens of millions of dollars in free brand awareness.
A lot of the things you just said are mostly inaccurate.
Okay. How so?
How so?
I'm not going to get into the details of the negotiation.
Why'd you do that? how so like that, bro? Oh, yeah? How so?
Yeah. Give me more details.
How so?
That was my old buddy, Kenny Vance. He was a beat writer for the Trailblazers for a long time. And he said, if you ever ask somebody and they give you a short answer and you're not quite sure what to say, say, how so or why is that?
Look at that.
Yeah. So that was just a broadcasting trick.
That's a good jab.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? How so? And KMC Masterpiece, Corey Majors made fun of that whole situation.
Here's my example of Steven. You know, where do you stop to get gas, Steven? And he's like, gasoline is all over the country, and you never know exactly when you're going to need to stop, because what is stopping?
What is
and
stopping?
Who knows how many different places you can pass before you actually... A lot of people out there need gas. And so sure. Do I want gas when they're getting gas, or do I want gas whenever they're not? And so you have to ask yourself that question. And you got to be prepared. 24 hours, 365.
No, but I asked you the question. Where did you get the gas?
To get gasoline. Well, I'm not going to talk about that right now. That's not fair to the gasoline industry.
Wow, that's goated right there. Thank you, Corey Majors. 10 to 2 weekdays here in the G-Bag Nation. I think next week it's Corey with Fred. All 5 days.
All 5 days.
Hagee's in Germany.
Germany?
Yeah. Time now for
I'll find that drop in a second and hit it on y'all so y'all know what it is next time.
I cannot I got wait.
Hit it on
you.
Me.
Yeah, I got you, fam. I got you, bro.
Here he is, Zach with an H.
Thank you very much. Doing a pivot on the fly. Pivot on the fly with the top 10 here. Had the 10 greatest deadline rentals ever. All right, number one. I'll let you know who number one was. Just to pay off for you baseball seam heads out
there. Ricky.
CeCe Sabathia, making himself a Brew Crew legend in 2008. He had just won the AL Cy Young. He ended up going 11-2, 1.65 ERA, 7 complete games, 3 shutouts. He was brilliant for the Brewers. They went to the playoffs for the first time in 26 years, all thanks to one, CeCe Sabathia. I would probably go with Cliff Lee, best Rangers rental ever. We're able to get to a World Series, and that was pretty damn incredible. First time the Rangers won the AL pennant. But, man, we had an incredible story from you, General, on the drive over here. And I want to pivot to this, and I want to set you up to be able to tell your side of things here. But what are the worst types of roommates? 877-881-1053, just the worst people to have to deal with and cohabitate with. What the hell?
There is no worse roommate than a snoring roommate in a hotel. You know, and nothing personal. You know, I think if you're a bad snorer, I get it. Then there's nothing you can do about it, right? You're just a snorer. You know, I guess you could get a fancy CPAP mask or something that might kind of mitigate a little bit of that. But it's not like you're sleeping and thinking, yes, I'm going to snore and keep this dude up, right?
So, sure, it's unintentional.
So, you know, my podcast partner, New Bear, came out here for a couple of days. And we've been having fun creating content and, you know, catching up. I used to do radio with him, actually, in Portland. He was working at Nike. I was working at The Fan in Portland. And, you know, we recently decided to do a Cowboys podcast. So, anyway, that's sort of the backstory on why he's here. And we've been having a good time. But the first night, I was like, wow, you know, this is quite the snoring. But I was packing some Ambien, right? So... bang, bang. Next thing you know, I'm out like a light, too. And I woke up later on in the night. But, like, so the second night was Wednesday night. And I had the worst night of sleep ever, right? Like, yesterday, I was dragging. I was like, ooh, doo, doo, doo. You know, I was out in the Twilight Zone a couple of times during segments, just, like, totally checked out because I was super tired. So last night, I was like, okay, I'm sleep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
But tonight, that's not going to happen again tomorrow on the show. So, I think I fell asleep at about 11, and at 11:15, I wake up to the sound of an absolute chainsaw. Like, Newberry was an interior lineman. You know, he probably goes about 3'10 right now. And those big guys, when their body's laying on itself, and, you know, they get those big rips coming through, and it was just as loud as it's ever been. So I was like, okay, this is fine. I'll take some melatonin. I'll wrap the pillows around my ears. I'll crank up the fan. But like an hour and a half later, I'm still awake, right?
Oh, wow.
So at that point, I'm starting to get pissed because I'm thinking the show's going to be bad, right? Yeah. And I can't do this. I can't be out to lunch here on a Friday. So I walk out to the lobby with bare feet on, and like a t-shirt and some sleeping pants. And they looked at me like I was a homeless person as I go, do you guys have any vacancies? And I realize it is coming out of my mouth that they're looking at me like a new customer, right? So. Yeah. So security comes rushing over, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, I got to go back to my room. They don't believe I'm going back to my room. I'm like, I got a key. I'm going back to my room. Leave me alone. I just got a super snore in here, right? So I get back in, and I'm like, I guess I'm going to try to put in earbuds and crank them up to, 10, but my freaking earbuds die. And
oh,
I'm,
wow.
Okay, so now I'm thinking about getting an Uber and just leaving. Right? You know, it's like 2 in the morning. But I have the idea to go into the bathroom, and I lay towels down in the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
This gave me a little bit of a cushion.
This is ultimate desperation, bro.
You know, and I'm looking at him like, you know, what do I do here, right? This is my room. I'm doing him the favor, but I can't be a jerk and just, like, wake him up. So yes, I fall asleep on the bathroom floor for maybe 2 hours. And then I get up at about 5 a.m., and I go, buddy, I don't care if you like get up and sit there or get up and go to breakfast or get up and do something, but I'm about to go to sleep, all right? So he gave me the story of, man, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't know I was snoring this bad. I'm like, it's fine, but seriously, you know, you're up now.
Get the hell out of here.
You're up. And
sleeping in shifts.
Wow.
That's an absolute disaster class.
So the whole left side of my body is bruised now. The right side of my body is bruised there from the tile in the bathroom.
And, oh, no.
But I got about 3 hours of sleep. And I woke up. I tell you what, I woke up feeling so refreshed just because my body needed to sleep that bad. I assume at some point in the show I'm going to crash today.
I thought you were being sarcastic when you said that.
Man.
You actually woke up feeling refreshed.
I did. I feel refreshed right now.
Wow.
I feel like it was a giant win. I slept from about 5:30 to 8:30.
Hell yes.
So I patched together about 5 hours of sleep. But yes, the snoring roommate is the worst roommate. And it's not even close.
877-881-1053, the worst type of roommate. Getting a lot of texts about the alcoholic roommate. The drug addict roommate might be waking you up at 3, 4 a.m. hallucinating and God knows
what. Is the alcoholic roommate a bad alcoholic? Like, is he angry? Is he just always drunk? Because I'm not mad if you're always drunk, but if you're like a mean drunk.
It's got to be the anger, right?
It's got to be the anger.
Or
you always want to party, so there's like always people involved. Like,
that's the deal.
You get woken up in the middle of the night because people are coming back from the bar.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I mean, you come home from work, they're hammered and like mid-party mode, and you're like, hold on, I'm stressed out. I got to, let me catch up real quick. Where's the beer funnel?
It's a fun moment.
How about the roommate that struggles with bills?
Oh, doesn't want to pay for anything?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever had a roommate since today's August 1st, you get paid, you're paying bills and stuff. Have you ever had a roommate that you're always having to hound him or her to get money from?
I personally have not, but that would have to be the worst roommate to have.
When I moved here,
so you guys haven't never had a lot of roommates.
No, I haven't. I really haven't.
I had three in college for several years, but I mean, we all knew each other going back to high school.
So and we was all in the military, so everybody was paid.
Okay,
there you go.
All right, see, I always dealt with guys, a couple of gals there at a time that were just they were always late with stuff. Like, hey, we got to have this done. No, this has got to go in and. I hated that always having to hound them for that.
Especially when you give them money for their your half of the bills, yeah. and then they go do something with it.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I thought I was going to be able to float it, but actually we're in collections with the water company now.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. All of a sudden, you come home from work, you're right.
We're in collections.
Yeah, you come home from work and the power's not working. The power's not working. Mm-hmm. And you're going, well, what happened? I gave you money for the...
Yeah.
Did you cable went out.
Cable went out.
Man, that's terrible. 10 is the human cling wrap, which is basically the roommate that won't let you do anything without them included. They're just constantly like, what are you doing? What are you doing tonight? Like, they can't be by themselves. Mm-hmm. 9 is the drama magnet. You got a roommate that's always in some type of drama. Now you're finding yourself in it. Whether it's a boyfriend, the girlfriend, mm-hmm. other friends, that's an issue. You know, I don't need that in my life. 8 is the absent-minded pet owner. And I've had several friends that have told me stories about this. They end up with a dog or a cat, and they just don't take care of that animal.
Yeah, they can
and you end up taking care of the dumb thing.
That's a pain in the ass. Yeah. Super loud, number 7.
Like, that's Bobby Belt. Bobby was so loud in the car last night. Wasn't he driving home? Is Bobby always that loud?
He is.
He was like, we're driving home, and he's just
football arguments with me. I know we're ball knowers, okay? But there's different levels to ball knowers here. Bobby, stand down.
How does the ball song go? It was pretty funny.
Bobby, are you claiming you know more about football than Bobby?
Yes. He knows ball.
Bobby's a schmuck.
Bobby knows ballin'.
Bobby's a ball idiot.
Do you watch more than him, though?
Bobby knows ball.
Yeah, of course. No, Bobby probably does consume more, but it doesn't make him football intelligent.
God, he's loud.
He doesn't know what he's watching half the time. He's very loud, especially when he starts drinking.
Wow.
He's proud of it, too, by the way.
He is.
He likes to show it off.
God, I love him. He's such a sweetheart. 24-hour party person, number 6. That's probably the raging.
Yeah.
Yep.
The person who steals all your food, number 5.
I cook enough. I cook enough for everybody. Though.
Speaking of food, I had a roommate, so this is my worst one. My man used to take out food in the morning to thaw out, you know, like chicken or meat or whatever.
Oh, leave it on the counter.
Never get to it. So by the time you get to the house, the whole house smells like rotten chicken.
Oh,
and I might not be there for like 2 days or something. You know, I'm in the military.
Blood,
we gone
everything
for a while.
All over the place.
Yep. And he's just gone too. And so is the chicken just sitting out there.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
4 is the IOU.
Yeah.
That's the person that's not paying here, Brian.
Yeah, that to me is that's a problem.
3 is the snoop.
Oh.
Like they're always getting into your
business.
You
gotta get out. You gotta leave.
That sounds like a stalker.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah, my room is my room, bro.
Yeah, you're not getting into my stuff. 2 is the slob. Just incredibly messy. I did live with one. Yeah.
Damn, Jeff. Spit cups everywhere. I swear, I've never...
He wasn't a pee bottle guy, was he?
No, but he literally, he just never had one spit cup. He had like 4 of them.
We heard about the pee bottles. Lucia sent us a very vivid picture of one. Oh, are you a pee bottle guy?
Our very own DJ had a pee bottle roommate. He's engineering the broadcast right now. He's having PTSD.
Is the kiddo out of the house now, Lucius? Like, are you still dealing with the pee
bottles? No, he's still
at
the house, but we're not dealing with pee bottles.
We graduated?
Yeah, we graduated from pee bottles.
The maturation of a man.
I think he's peeing in the backyard now. I think he's peeing in the backyard because there's one little area that's just yellow. Like that. The grass just will not cooperate over there.
Man, there's nothing quite like an outdoor pee. Though.
Amen.
Number 1, though, worst type of roommate is the thief.
Horrible.
Yeah, they're stealing your stuff.
And that usually is the drug addict or whatever.
The Snoop.
The Snoop drug addict combo.
Well, thank you, Will Chuck.
Thank you.
Fun little top 10 here for you. The G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues. Brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Massive breaking news. We got to get Lyle Collins in for a workout earlier. We're waiting for any sort of update on that today or tomorrow. It's an off afternoon, so no shoddy presser, no media opportunities, but we will have a guest coming on here at 4:40. We're going to be looking at Cooper Beebe sitting down right here on
Let's
the hot seat. Where are we going next, Chief?
Let's go!
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? Tolos, more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.